So, as you guys know, the sponsor for this episode is Hollister. They are super cool and they sponsor this episode for World Teen Mental Wellness Day. And we're putting together a five-part mini series to help disrupt the stigma surrounding mental health. So, if you want to go check it out, go to hollisterco.com/confidenceproject and check out the full mini series. Thank you, Hollister.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
Damn, you guys messed it up.
He just wants
I wanna take
to
your steal
because she's a woman.
Kayla, that
I know.
I'm tired of being the last.
I would be too. It's okay.
Go ahead. That's my bad.
Yeah, now we're good. So welcome back to Teenage Therapy.
Oh, wait.
What?
I thought we were gonna redo it.
Oh,
no?
You want to redo it?
No, Mark, I'm fine. No,
and I'm Mark.
And he's Mark.
There's Mark.
I think they know who Mark and Kayla is by now.
Yes. Yeah. I hope so.
Probably.
I know. Let's hope so.
Do y'all still confuse me with Mark or what?
Why don't you just go on YouTube and see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Teenager Therapy. TENAGERTHERAPY.
I
wow.
would never be able
spelling
to do
me.
That.
That's pretty good, actually. How did you do that?
I know.
Continue.
Okay. Welcome back to the Teenager Therapy. Super excited to have you here. I think there's a lot to talk about. So, welcome back to Teenager Therapy, episode 127. I feel like there was something I wanted to say beforehand, but I totally forgot. Oh, yes, the mics. I feel like the mic quality, the audio quality, hasn't been very good recently, so... Not exactly sure why. So if it's kind of bad this episode as well, I'm sorry. We're going to get new mics for you.
Our quality's bad and we're like 100-something episodes.
I know, dog. I swear. There's like...
Thank you for bearing with us.
I see
patience.
New podcasts that have two episodes and they already have the $500 mics.
No.
You're ready to go, dog. Ready to go. Oh, in other news, we're verified.
Oh, yeah.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. Kind of cool, right? So go follow us on Instagram if you haven't already.
That's how you know
it's
real.
I know. Mm-hmm. We're real, guys.
Twitter's next.
Twitter next, right? Twitter next, Facebook next, everywhere we could get verified. Ooh, TikTok. We should get verified on TikTok.
We barely post.
We post often. Teenage Debbie.
Follow our TikTok, guys.
Yes, guys. Follow it. Anyways, getting into this episode, today's topic is there are two sides to every story / always believe your friend. This is a funny topic because the reason I wrote this down is because I was watching Selling Sunset, and in one of the episodes there's a problem about not believing the other person and not believing their friend, and people get mad, which made me think like, oh dang, should you always believe your friend, or should you wait to see the other side of the story as well? And I thought that was really interesting. And then Kayla and Mark thought it was interesting as well. Mm-hmm. So they also wanted to talk about it.
I saw a tweet about it too.
Really?
On the Teenage Therapy account. So I was like, I mean, it seems fitting.
It does. It does. So where do we start? You know, it kind of reminds me of the Kayla and Mark episode.
Yeah. That's exactly literally what Mark it. Said. Mm-hmm. I guess. But this episode is more about like.
Not the same thing.
No, because that episode was more like explaining what happened and everything. Yeah. But this is more like...
Actually going into it?
Yeah, actually going into...
Because I remember our resolution, if you guys don't know, it's called Kayla and Mark Rumors Her, if you want to go back and listen to it. Our resolution and our like lesson that episode was like, always like get both sides of the story.
Yeah, don't assume.
Stuff like that. Which I thought this one was kind of interesting. So, I guess let's start off with a couple questions I wrote down. First of all, should you support your friends even if they're wrong?
There's a certain extent to like where to draw the line. I think you should always like keep them accountable, and you don't always have to support whatever they're doing, but just be nice about it and actually be constructive about doing it.
Yeah. Exactly. Like if my friend is doing something that I don't agree with, like I'll try to tell them in a nice manner, but I feel like at some point like at some point if I keep on saying the same things and like the behavior is the same, I feel like I'm not really being heard, so I just like I don't want to waste my energy on it anymore.
If they're a really really close friend, that's a lot harder, because how are you going to cut off like one of your best friends for like many years, and if they're acting a way you know is bad, and it's just,
that's true. What do you do after that?
Exactly.
Because people, like, okay, what? Like the answer is like pretty clear, uh-huh. but the actual act, like, mm-hmm. do you support a friend of the wrong? No. So even if it's a best friend, no, right? Like that's obvious, but it's just actually putting it into action that is not easy.
Yeah, I guess it's just like how much that actually means to you. Like if you mm-hmm. think that shows the kind of person they are, and it's like something that really genuinely does bother you, then I think cutting them off just might be necessary. You know, people grow and outgrow each other, and things happen, and I guess you just might break off from them because they're not the person you thought they were. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Definitely.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, you want to talk more?
Yeah. Oh, okay, if you have something to say.
Yeah, actually, I do. You know, in that moment, whatever you're feeling towards that person, if you feel like you still want to be their friend, then go ahead and be their friend. If you don't, then don't be their friend. You get what I'm saying?
Right. It's very simple.
That's very, very simple. But if you put into practice, it's harder than it actually is because you kind of want to give them that second chance.
That's the thing, though. I feel like sometimes you have to, it's hard to do something. Like you say, it's simple. Like if you still want to be their friend, you are. If you don't want to be their friend, then you just don't be. Mm-hmm. But then like, let's say they do something that's like terrible and you're like, I still want to be your friend, but like, you know, you shouldn't, and you shouldn't still support them.
Yeah.
And that's when it gets hard because it's then it gets to the, how do you do something? How do you like break off someone that you still like want to be with? And I think I don't have an answer for that.
You know, shouldn't I do? in my opinion, from there, at that point, it just seems like you still want to be their friend.
Yes.
And just be their friend if you want.
But that's the thing. What I'm saying is, like, you shouldn't. You know, like, let's say they're racist. Let's say, like, an extreme example. They're racist. They're, like, extremely racist. But you still, like, when they're not being racist, you're still, like, enjoy the presence. You're really nice. So you know you shouldn't, but you're like, but it's so hard to get away.
Then you can always put your efforts to change them.
And I think if you express that it does genuinely bother you and make you look at them differently, and if they don't make the change to actually, like, you know, fix those, like, really toxic, like, habits and stuff, then maybe they don't value the friendship as much.
Right. Yeah. So then that's two things. First, you believe you could change them?
Well, it's not that you can change them, but if they're willing to change.
Exactly. If they are actually making an effort to change and do something about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing I want to add on that, though. One thing I noticed is from my friends and people around me. It is hard to tell whether or not if they are making that effort to change.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Dude, I got to stop like ending sentences where it seems like I'm talking
about
word.
Yeah. Okay. So then that's the second thing is, okay, so maybe you believe you can change them. And then, okay, then what if they don't want to change? I feel like I think what we're describing is like a toxic codependence or friendship or dependence on someone.
Yeah.
That's like, how do you get out of that? You know, you're stuck in this friendship or relationship, but we're focusing on friendships. So let's say friendship. You're stuck in this friendship, and let's say your friend is like a terrible person, super bad, and you don't approve of their actions at all. You don't support because they're like wrong, but you still want to be their friend. It's like, how do you get out of that friendship then? Because it's so hard to realize it. And I think it really just is, there's no like advice, and like the best we could say is like, I think it just gets to a point where you just have to realize it within yourself that, like, it's preventing your own growth. It's harming you. And at that point, it's kind of just like, what are you willing to do to help yourself move forward? Or are you just going to let yourself, you know, keep getting held back by that person?
And to our listeners, to our friends, I really advise you to be very self-aware, aware of the situation, aware of your own feelings, of what's happening. Make sure that you're doing what you're wanting to do. Do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do. Make sure you're doing the things that you want to do.
Right.
And so, if you feel like you're not benefiting from this friendship like at all, then
sucks for you. You just gotta get out of it.
Yeah.
Just get out of it. Cause your friends represent you. And I had like a really bad experience once with, you know, you make those light friends in those classes that you don't really know anyone in. Mm-hmm. So one day it's like the class was starting, everyone was quiet, right? And he just screams, "My N-word, Isaac." Everyone stares, and he's like ready to damn me up. Like everyone's just staring, the teacher's staring. It's quiet, and like, what do? I damn him up.
I mean, I wouldn't know what to do either.
But it's like people think that I condone that behavior then.
Right? Yeah. That's
but yeah, you're friends with people like that, right?
Yeah, it's just like those, you're not really like good friends with them, but you just like talk to them in like the class. Uh-huh. If you see them, you say hi and stuff. And so it was just the most like awkward experience, and I just knew like I would have to like not talk to them because that behavior just rubs off on you, and mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh, he's fine with saying the
N-word, right? Yeah, dog. So yeah. In conclusion, support your friends even if they're wrong? I don't think so, because then I think you're an enabler. No. Enabler. Yes. No. Mm-hmm. So, next question that I thought was interesting. So, should you then wait for both sides of the story to come out, or should you always believe your friend?
I think if a friend is telling me a story, I'm always going to be inclined to be on their side. Mm-hmm. Just because, maybe this is like naive, but I don't think they have a reason to lie. So I'll always be inclined to believe them, because not only that, if they're telling me a story and then I start doubting them, like, are you sure that happened? Or like, are you making this up? It just creates like distrust in the relationship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, I wouldn't want for the other person to do that to me, and I don't want to do it to the other person. Mm-hmm. So
I think an interesting point in that is that I do agree it creates like a mistrust. If they come to you like, hey, I gotta tell you something, this happened, they're like, are you sure though? Right?
Yeah.
You feel like attacked almost. Mm-hmm. And I think like, I think it really has to do with repetition. If it's like the first, second, or third time that they're coming to you and you're like, oh, okay, sure, I'll believe you first. This is why it's weird. Like, I would say like, yeah, the first few times, like if Mark comes to me with like a problem, I would believe you. I'd be like, okay, yes. But then if it's like the 10th time, the 15th time, and it's like another problem.
Yeah.
I'd be like, really? Like, it's like still
are
like,
are you the problem?
Are you the problem?
Oh, word.
And so I'd be like, I'd start like, once that repetition happens, that's like, what if they're just like telling me this because like, maybe they don't like that person. Maybe it's exaggerated. Maybe that person like, you know, maybe it's like they're just expressing their anger through like whatever you tell me. So that's why I think it's interesting. But I also think like, even like the first couple of times, I think it also depends, I guess, maybe on the nature of the of like what they're telling you.
Because like, what are we talking about here? Because that just depends on the thing we're talking about itself. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, it's okay to have a little doubt in your friends, because sometimes mistakes happen, like accidents happen. Mm. And there could just be a whole misunderstanding instead of like, oh, what actually happened? Mm. And that's like not anybody's fault. Mm. A misunderstanding, that's not anybody's fault, but That's why I feel like it's okay to have a little doubt in your friend sometimes. Just for that like 0.9 whatever percent that they might not be telling the truth.
So I guess maybe an example would be like, let's say I come to you and I'm like, oh, this person is so terrible. Like, and you don't know this person. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this person is so terrible. Like, they're literally terrible. Like, and I'm like, really? Why do you say that? And I'm just like, oh, just trust me. Like, they're like not good, dog. They're like really annoying and stuff. Mm-hmm. Would you believe me, or would you like just like say okay but not actually believe it?
I mean, the way I would go about it, I would talk to you, learn more about this person, how this person makes you feel.
Mm.
And then just judging from there, I'll see like just the reason why you're feeling this way, and seeing like maybe it's something else.
Mm.
That's happened to me before, where like somebody will tell me about this person and they're like, they're just a bad person or whatever. And so then like, if I have a class with them or something, I'll be more like wary of them, but then they'll like talk or like act or whatever, and I'm like, well, they don't seem like that bad of a person.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and then I get conflicting feelings of like, do I befriend this person? Because I don't want to make my other friend mad. Mm-hmm. Like, I want them to know, like, I support them, you know? But then, like, what if this person really isn't all that they make them out to be?
Right. Yeah. So I think it's, like, you know, it's normal for everyone to just support their friends regardless. And I think it's, like, it's just how you know the person. If you know your friend can be a little more irrational, then, of course, you're going to have a little more doubt about, like, what the problem is. But if you know, like, they don't really have these problems and they're a pretty rational person and they're, you know, mature, then I think it would be, you know, like perfectly reasonable for you to like believe them first.
Ultimately, though, I still believe that you should listen to both sides of the story before you actually do make any judgment.
Yeah. I was just saying that you're obviously going to believe a little, right, you know, rational person. So.
Yeah, and your friends, you're obviously going to take their feelings into consideration and take their side like a little more at first. But I think you shouldn't just make assumptions based on everything your friend tells you.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's unfair to the other person. I also think like I guess another thing is like if your friend tells you like this person is bad, like I hate him and you've never met them. And then like you said, Kayla, you see them, you're like, oh, they don't seem that bad. Should you like be friends with them then? Or is that disrespectful to the friend that told you, like, oh, I don't like them, like, they're terrible?
That's a problem I had.
Yeah.
This is just a hard
Because I feel decision. Like, I think the way I see it is, like, I think if you have two mature people and your friend is mature, I think, I'm not sure, but I feel like it seems fair that you're allowed to have friends you like, even though they don't like that person. But to some people, it might feel like disrespectful, I guess.
Yeah, it might seem like a personal attack on them when really it's not.
I think unless the person has like done something seriously fucked up or something, then yeah, you probably shouldn't be their friend. But if it's like, if they can't give you a clear and like good reason of why they don't like that person, then I mean, whatever, right?
Yeah, I think that's one of my faults, where like if a friend is telling me something about like somebody else, I'll be inclined to believe them, and so then I'll like stay away from that person. But I don't give the person the chance to actually like show who they really are, because I just like ignore them or something.
Yeah.
So trying to change that too.
Yeah.
I just think of it as like if I had a negative experience with someone, and based off that experience, that person told someone else that I'm a bad person, like I would feel bad if I did the exact same thing to someone else, right?
Right.
Yeah,
that's how I think of it as well. It's like I think it would be unfair if like someone I have, like, yeah, like you said, Isaac, you know, you have a bad experience and then they're like telling you like, oh no, you're a terrible person. You're like, well, you don't even know me, right? You don't know what happened. You don't know like the circumstances. And then that's why I think like I'm definitely like I give people a lot of I give them the benefit of the doubt a lot. And I usually, like, even if the person that's telling me something or if I just met them, like, whether they're my friend or not, I think I'm pretty good at just making sure that I try to just hear both people out and make my own decisions. So, that's, like, the way I try to approach it. Although I do agree with you, Thomas, that, like, I guess it depends on the severity of, like, situation. But I think if you have two like good friends, like, or two like mature friends, I don't think one friend should have a problem just because you don't like the one person and they're friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
That seems pretty clear, right?
I definitely agree with you when it comes to that. I feel like if you should respect that your friend like has a different life, you know, has a totally different life, and then they could be friends with whoever they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And no, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's cool. good. Beautiful thought.
Actually, no. Let me go on more about this, because I feel like just what I've seen in a lot of people, I feel like people get mad when their friends talk to somebody that they don't like. And That I really kind of don't understand because, like I said, it's their own life. You shouldn't have any control over them. They could do whatever that they want to do.
Okay, but then that's okay. That kind of raises another question real quick. Okay, so yeah, I agree. It's your own life. But if your friend's feelings are like hurt by like your actions,
okay,
do you like then have a responsibility to take that into consideration with your actions? Do you get what I'm saying?
Can you repeat that one more time?
So let's say, yeah, your friend is mad that you're hanging out with that person, right?
But your friend's mad at
you. You're not like,
okay.
And you're hanging out with someone that your friend doesn't like. So let's say you're hanging out with Kayla and I don't like Kayla.
Yeah.
And you still choose to go hang out with her.
Yeah.
And my feelings get really hurt and I feel really hurt and betrayed. And if you keep doing that, I'm going to keep feeling hurt. So then do you not feel a sense of guilt and responsibility that like I feel this way? And wouldn't you want to stop, I don't know, maybe like hanging out with Kayla? So then who's like, what's the right choice to make there?
Who's more important here?
Right. You gotta choose one.
Can I jump in?
Huh?
Or?
No, yeah, that's really hard then. To be honest.
Drop both.
Fuck both of them, dog. This is complicated.
Yeah, I'm done.
Run away.
I'm tired. This is not simple.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Thomas, you got something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think for me, because I've been in those situations before, and obviously if my friend is hurt, my friend has to have a very like a good reason as to why they're hurt by that person. I don't really think I'm friends with that many immature people. Most of my friends, like, they're mature and they won't just not like someone just because. And so if there's a good reason why, you know, they did something really messed up to them, then of course I'm going to be there for my friend, because if I, you know, were that person, someone really hurt me, but like my friends are still like, you know, praising him and like still being friends with him, like, mm-hmm. I'm obviously going to feel betrayed. So it really just depends on like the severity of what that person has done. And
I guess,
yeah,
I think it's, I guess it's because like a friendship is a responsibility, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not something you obviously have a right to. So I think the way I see it is a friendship is a responsibility. There's certain things you gotta do for your friends because you're like in like a mutual agreement, right? Almost like, you're my friend. I'm going to care for you. Hopefully you care for me. And so at that point, you're no longer fully, you have like responsibilities, right? You have people that you care for, people that trust you, people that like, you know, yeah, they trust you. And so when it's that situation, I agree. Like, let's say like one of like Kayla hurt me like really, really badly. I'd be like, I don't like you hanging out with her because she really hurt me like really badly. Do you then think I have that right to stop you from hanging out with her? And I don't know. You know what? I don't think it is about having a right. I think it's just about like
respect,
right?
That's like what I would say. Out of respect, because if I like you more, or if I care for you more, because right there, like I'm basically choosing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's just respect.
Just out of respect, I'm going to go stop talking to Kayla because I still want you to be my friend.
So then what if you respect
both? I don't want to be your friend anyway. It's all right.
What's up?
What if you respect both?
Respect
like, what both. If they're both, like, you've known... Let's say, like, we both used to be, like, a triangle of friends, right? And we were super close. Kayla did something really bad. I cut her off. I didn't cut you off. You didn't cut Kayla off. So you still, like, feel really close to both of us. Then what are you doing?
Then at that point, you know, you, as my friend, should also have respect for people that I want to hang out with, because you know, you gotta understand that maybe I do like hanging out with Kayla too, and I do like hanging out with you.
So
at the same time, you know, I don't have to hang out with you at the same time, but I could still hang out with you at different times so that it doesn't clash in with each other, because you know, it's like respect goes both ways. It's not just me just trying to do something out of respect for you. You also gotta do something out of respect for me. And if you still want to be my friend, if I still made that decision, all right, that's cool. But if not, then that's your choice. You made that choice to do that.
I think that if what Kayla has done, it has to like lose my respect for her.
That's true too. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, so I think like obviously if you know Gal isn't like an immature person, so Kayla must have to do something like horrible in order for Gael to want.
Disclaimer, I did not do anything wrong.
What did Kayla do?
Like, yeah, so Kayla would have to do something really bad in order for Gael to actually be hurt.
Yeah.
And for that, then obviously I would lose my respect for Kayla because of how badly she treated Gael.
Yeah.
That's very true.
And so, yeah, I would choose Gael in that situation.
So it's just like, you know, just on a case-by-case basis, just depending on basically what you want to do. You know,
and the consequences of that action, right? If you choose, like, but then that feels kind of like it feels odd because I get what you're saying. Like, I think I do agree that, like, you know, if you choose Kayla, then you got to deal with the consequences, and I might not be your friend anymore, and you got to deal with that because you chose her. Uh-huh. But is it possible to choose both?
I mean, like. The thing is, like, if I'm around you, Gael, I'm probably not going to mention Kayla just because I know that that is a sensitive topic and stuff like that. So you don't even have to, Kayla doesn't have to be involved in our friendship.
But, like, just knowing that.
You still associate with the other person.
Because if you cared about me, then you would have, you know, known that hanging out and still, like, supporting them and all that is going to.
But what if he cares about both?
Yeah, because well, if then, I knew that, then I'd probably care for Gael enough where that would happen. But just in the case where I care about both, and either none of you guys want to compromise,
right?
Then ultimately, yeah, I do have to make that choice, you know, which one I want to be friends with.
Yeah, it really just falls on, like, because both have consequences.
Yeah.
And so it's.
Which
you want to go with.
Which you want to go with. It's those weird dilemmas that I think people catch themselves under, and it's just so hard to, like, make a decision because it's like there's no right answer. It's just those hard questions that you just
do what you think. Either way, you're going to lose something. It's just what do you want to gain from it? And what's going to benefit you?
Kayla, straight facts, dude.
Straight facts? I mean, I'm the one that's being put on the spot right now. Kayla did that.
Her throne is over, bro.
To Gael. Oh my gosh. Interesting. And so, okay. So when it goes back to going to benefit of the doubt, we were talking about how if we're going to keep using the same trio here. So Mark is always coming to me and saying, like, yo, Kayla's a fucking bitch, dog. I hate her. Like, she's so stupid.
Oh, like yesterday, huh?
Oh, shit, yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, yesterday we were talking. Like, how terror, like, so bad, dog. And then I'm like, okay, cool. And then, like, that happens 10 times in a row. That happens, like, often and often. Every, like, week it's like, yo, Kayla this, Kayla that, Kayla this. And I still keep giving you the benefit of the doubt. No, who am I giving the benefit of the doubt to? Would it be Kayla or would it be Mark? Yes.
Just because Kayla this.
Yes. Ooh.
Actually, can it be both?
It kind
of. Because, like, you're giving her benefit of the doubt that she didn't actually do something that wrong.
Right.
You're giving Mark benefit of the doubt that he's actually, like, being genuine.
Yeah. So then, is there a limit and is there a point where it becomes manipulative to keep giving benefit of the doubt, knowing that, like, I'm going to trust. Like,
they're going to take advantage of it.
Yeah. Like, you're just going to, like, you know, I'm going to believe you because I'm, like, trust you.
Who's being manipulative? Me?
Okay, that's what I got. Okay, let me use, like, a real life example. When the Kayla and Mark thing was happening,
the same people.
I gave Mark the benefit of the doubt, and I was like, I don't think, like, he would do that. Like, I really doubt it. Like, I trust, like, I believed you, but I also gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
So, if it kept happening, and if things kept coming up, like, oh, he also did this, is it manipulative or, like, wrong for me to keep giving Mark the benefit of the doubt?
Exactly. Okay, I was the one who added this onto the notes. And it was because I feel like, and I was talking to my therapist about this situation, and
about us?
No. About a personal situation.
Oh, man. My complex.
Yeah,
but I remember she was talking about how, you know, people can take advantage of other people's generosity. I think you know, I feel like you should always hear both sides of the story, of course, regardless of what happens. But you cannot be mad if you keep on doing something wrong and then still expect people to still, like, you know, consider your feelings. Like, I think I see it often. I see, like, people who are constantly doing this thing. They have this very toxic habit and they're hurting other people. Because, like, they're being selfish or whatever. And they always say, oh, well, you should hear my side of the story, too. We keep hearing what your side of the story. Like, that is when it becomes very manipulative, because you're just feeding off of people's generosity to hear your side. And there has to be a point where it's just, like, no one... You need to understand why people have such a hard time believing and forgiving you at that point.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think when you see a pattern, it gets harder for the other person to be like, I want to hear their side too. Just because their side has been heard. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, it's like, what else are they going to say? And so it's like just repeated behavior. So it makes it hard for me to believe the other person.
Yeah,
exactly. It all has to do... I think the answer to a lot of this has to do with repetition. Uh-huh. And the repetition that has happened in the situation and the context and stuff like that. Ultimately, that is what is the biggest factor in determining your actions in these situations. So I agree. Benefit of the doubt has to do with repetition.
Before I begin, I do want to let you know that we were super lucky to be able to partner with Hollister for World Teen Mental Wellness Day. And we've been working really hard to create a 5-episode miniseries that talks about ways to help disrupt the stigma surrounding mental health and promote mental wellness. We talked about a bunch of stuff, like the resources available to the BIPOC community, how to be okay with not feeling okay. So again, thank you, Hollister, for trusting us with this process and sponsoring this episode. If you guys want to check it out, go to hollisterco.com/confidenceproject and go watch the 5-episode miniseries that we did. It's really cool.
So what about you? So I wrote... Do you think people believe you? You know, like, why or why not? What makes someone believable is what I was asking. You know, like, yeah. Like, in Mark and Kayla's situation, why did we believe what other people said rather than someone who we were close to?
Okay. There's a reason why I was very, I guess, quick to go against Mark. Okay.
Why are you winking at me?
Yeah, so it wasn't just because, like, oh, like, someone told me something and I automatically believe it. It was because I heard it from so many people. That was the problem. Like,
yeah. You know? Yep. I remember that.
I didn't know that.
You know, what?
We literally talked about it.
I mean, you make it seem like it's like the whole school.
It was like a lot.
Whole
elementary school. Literally, even like Isaac grade, is bro. Saying.
Yeah, like, yeah. That, oh, that's why it was.
I didn't know that.
That's why it was very, like, easy.
Do it again?
The whole school was talking about you.
Go.
I kind of like this, though. No, I'm just kidding. No.
God complex.
Right. Feed off drama.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, that's just, like, the reason why. Yeah. I was
so because a lot of people were talking about it. Okay.
Because it was that there was already sense. Rumors going on.
Yeah. So rumors. Rumors spread quickly. So you're gonna believe it something just because a lot of people are saying it? Isn't that like not something you're supposed to do? Is that just because it gets repeated doesn't mean it's true?
Well, but also it's like there's a reason why that rumor started in the first place. And I think it's important for the person to realize why that rumor started. Mm-hmm. Because it just reflects, like, if you...
Right.
Like, let's say Mark really was doing all those things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, those rumors are going to happen. And that's why when those rumors are, like, spreading around and you hear it from so many people and they have, like, evidence and stuff, then it's like...
I think what do I do? In some cases, maybe the rumors embellish the story.
Exactly.
But there still might be some truth behind it.
Yeah.
It's not like investments like exaggerate it and like make it more than it is.
Uh-huh.
But again, certain cases, this isn't like everything.
Uh-huh.
There still might be some truth behind it, even though like there is a lot of lies.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the danger of these rumors, dog.
Mm-hmm. One thing I want to add, though.
He didn't do it.
No, clear his name right now. I already, it's done and over. I'm moved on, guys.
Did you move on?
Yeah, you guys keep bringing it.
Oh, I keep bringing it up.
They're obsessed with us or something.
You know, and the thing is, like I said, like in this case, for example, that rumor was built on a misunderstanding. And that's the one thing that you got to take account of for everything, because you really don't know what was the reason, as Cardi B said, what was the reason behind anything unless you actually confirm it.
Right. Yes. Yes. And
the thing is, like, in this case, there was evidence, right? And then you could say you confirmed that based on
Your
that.
Honor, I have screenshots.
Yeah. But you can always confirm it even more by talking to the person.
The source.
Yes, the source itself. The
yeah.
Source Primary itself. Source, secondary source.
Right, that's
Which
why.
Which one's better?
Primary that's why source. I tweeted something like, you know how people say, like, they teach you, like, have different sources for your media so you don't have a media bias?
Yeah.
Treat your friendships the same way. And yeah. I think it's a good rule of thumb when it comes to rumors uh-huh. is that in this particular case, because I think it fits so perfectly, is that, like, why did we choose to believe what other people were saying instead okay. of just directly telling, like, Mark, did he do this? No. Oh, okay. You know, like, we yeah, just chose, yeah. like, yeah. we heard what people were saying. We're like, that must be true. That, like, why wouldn't it be? Just because we've heard it, like, a lot of times. And I just think that's so, it's so interesting how easy it is to get caught up in it. And
yeah.
in the moment, like, the thought that, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't just blindly uh-huh. listen to this was so hard to, like, even, like, you that wasn't even a thought.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And just I guess it's interesting to me that it goes to show how easily you could get sucked into the wrong viewpoint. Mm-hmm. If you don't like doubt yourself and think like, OK, if you don't doubt every source, be like, OK, is this it? Uh-huh. So that's something interesting to keep in mind. If you ever have a problem with friendships, relationships, you hear rumors or whatever, I cannot express enough how important it is to hear it from different people. Right. Mm-hmm. Hear it from the person involved, hear it from people not involved. Hear from everyone and see, like, why is this happening? Why was that happening? And it's interesting how, like, a different story you're going to get by the end of it.
You know what's interesting, though?
No, what?
Oh, sorry. I thought you guys did. Oh, no. We learned this in school.
Mm-hmm.
We learned all of this in school, looking for different sources and stuff like that. And it's just weird to see that what we learned in school actually applies to real life. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
They just don't show us how to apply it.
They don't show us the applications of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah.
teachers say, we're showing you the skills, even if this activity isn't real. The tools.
The tools.
And that's a tool, guys. All right. That's a tool that we're reminding you of. So, okay. Yeah. Okay. The other thing is, what makes you feel like someone is more worthy of your trust? Because I thought it was interesting. I was like, how do we dig deeper into this topic? Mm-hmm. What I was thinking is, do you believe someone because you pity them? Do you believe someone because you respect them? Do you believe someone because you think they're honest? What gives you, what's trust, and how does someone earn that from you?
I think it's just like the bond I have with that person, the respect I have for that person, and mainly honesty, because if they're an honest person,
their track record?
Yeah, like
yeah.
your track record's clean, so why should I believe otherwise?
Same, when they're like honest about their faults, what they did wrong in the situation, when they bring up the feelings, especially of the other person, that's when I feel like I could really trust them, because they're not only thinking about themselves, but they're thinking about the whole like situation and the other person.
Yeah, they're mature.
Yeah, they're mature.
I guess, I don't know, that's kind of a difficult question for me to answer, because I feel like as far as friends go, I mainly trust all of you, and I don't really talk to people I don't trust.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And I guess with you guys, I was able to trust you just because, like, of the conversations that we had on the podcast. And so I guess that's how Thomas was saying, like, the bond that we formed. And also, I just like to think that my friends don't have a reason to lie.
Mm.
Or I hope they don't, like, feel like they need to lie to me. So I guess it just goes back to like the bond that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. The bond that we have, the friendship that we have, and basically, yeah, that's all it really is for me.
Mm.
I care for you, so I'm gonna listen to you.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So Thomas, you said it for you, it's about like
respect and bond, right?
That just comes with being a friend. Yeah, if there's a reason why I'm friends with you, it's because I respect you as a person. I like being with you. I think you're a good person. And, you know, if you're an honest person, then I'm more inclined to just believe you. I don't think anyone or anyone of my friends are like, they have evil intentions or anything. I know they can make, I think they can make like mistakes that are bad, but for the most part, like I don't have a reason to not really trust them, I guess. So
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I think sometimes people, it's easy to lose trust and like understand what makes someone worthy of trust. Yeah. And I think for me, it's like the same thing.
Like if somebody breaks their trust, how do they gain it back? In, like, personally.
Right.
How would you want them to go about, like, treating you differently or talking to you a certain way? Like, how would they gain your trust back?
I mean, wait, so, like, they lied and then? Or
they could just do something that, like, yeah, they lied or they did.
If I see them, like, just make a difference, like, literally just change the habits. Like, I know it's not an overnight, like, fix, but if I see you putting in the work, then, like, I think, you know, and I give you guys, like, a long time, you know, like, months, years, for you to change those habits, and if they're not changed, then that just kind of shows, like, you know.
What if they feel that they're making the change, but you just don't recognize it because it's not enough for you?
That's true. That is true. I don't know. Like, usually I, like, it has to be pretty serious. It's not just, like, a little mishap or anything. Nothing. Like, I can tell when people change, and I do notice, like, the little differences, like, people make. And so it really, like, comes down to just the severity of it. Like, I mean, nothing really annoys me. I think everyone has, like, their bad habits and all that and stuff. And in order for me to actually, like, lose respect or, like, lose my trust, you'd have to do something pretty bad. That shouldn't happen again.
Yeah.
Oh, that made sense.
It did make sense. I think it was interesting.
I need, like, a translator. Someone to just... Yeah.
Translate. Yeah. I think that's about... it for my questions and thoughts. Anything else on this subject that I guess is more like, I guess the whole episode is more about like toxic friendships more than anything, and just what to do about them and the kind of situations they're in.
Never mind.
Sure.
I don't remember what I was gonna say.
I think that's everything. I know we asked on our Instagram story. I think questions.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Hello. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's right here.
Come on. Let's see if the Wi-Fi will load.
I'm on data. I'm not even going to try.
I ran out.
I got it. Okay, we asked you guys on Instagram. Let's see. What are some signs you shouldn't believe a friend? Goes right with trust.
Just patterns. Like,
you've noticed that they've lied before. You've caught them in a lie.
Yeah. 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 Really, like,
that's it.
Patterns. Yeah. Really. Comes down to patterns and repetition. How please, my best friends are choosing other people's sides instead of mine. What do I do?
Mark.
Yeah. Send your friends this podcast link and Kayla and Mark Boomer start.
Basically, what we said. I'd evaluate what I've done though, just, you know, just in case, because maybe like actually what I did was wrong and I'm just not seeing that. But if I know I'm right and I still want to give them their side, then I will talk to them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people want their friends to unconditionally like support them no matter what.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I think you really should just reevaluate like what you did. Mm-hmm. And if you realize like, oh shit, maybe I did do something wrong, then you just have to understand that your actions have consequences and there might be a good reason why they don't trust you or believe you. But if you really do think that you didn't do anything wrong, then I'd say just make sure your side of the story is heard and clear up all the confusion and stuff.
And then they still don't want to be your friend, or they still not taking your side, or they're still disregarding you, then I'd say go find new friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong. No,
like, it just stops.
That's a limit.
Wait, can I go or?
Is that recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody said, how much should you tell your friends about your mental health, and when is it toxic? I thought that was interesting because I saw this TikTok a few days ago where it was talking about how, like, they'll have a friend and they'll keep talking about, like, a certain boy or whatever. And it's, like, basically the same thing, right, over and over again. And the girl was basically saying, like, when that happens, draw your boundaries, and it's okay to say, like, I don't want to talk about that person anymore. And there's lots of controversy in the comments, surprisingly. Mm. Where there's always like, you should support your friends unconditionally, like, even if it means like
sacrificing your mental health,
even if it means like hearing it over and over again, or like it's, or they say like they just want to tell you, they want somebody to listen to them. And while I can see that, I just think it's important to consider the other person's feelings, because to have to talk about that same topic over and over and it's like the same story and there's no change, is just, it can sometimes create like some toxicity or like resentment, or like, you know, just the fact that they're not willing to stop talking about that. So I would say it's important to draw your boundaries. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to get tired of talking about something. And hopefully your friend will understand that.
Yes. Your friends are not therapists. They're not, exactly, you know, professionals. So if you do need someone to talk to about those kind of problems, you know, you can always seek, like, help, open up to your friends, but, you know, yeah, seek professional help.
And friends shouldn't be an unconditional love.
Yeah, like, there was a response saying you shouldn't be dependent on, like, your friends. And, yeah, like, don't rely on your friends to give you emotional support for everything in your mm-hmm. life, to always hang out with each other. Like, obviously, you can hang out with each other, but if they decide to hang out with someone else, like, you're not really get along with, you shouldn't feel so dependent where you're like, you have to hang out with me only and stuff right. like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No unconditional love from friendships. That is such a toxic behavior, toxic love.
You guys think you can be friends with everyone?
No.
No.
Nah.
Like, I'm a friendly person, but I can't be friends with everybody.
Yeah. What if someone's trying to put in, like, the effort to, like, you don't really...
Oh, that's kind of happened before.
I think I'm, like, I try my best. I try my best to, like, get along with everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I'll try, but...
If the vibes are not there, then the vibes are not there.
Yeah. I don't like having to force something, and I just want it to come, like, naturally.
You think if you don't have people that, like, dislike you, then you're not truly being yourself?
What?
Oh, I get you. I feel like sometimes naturally they just... It's natural to have, like, conflicts with, like, your opinions and, like, your true self. Some people are just going to get bothered by, like, the smallest things you do. And I don't think you should feel guilty or bad about it. It just happens.
If you're not disliked by anybody, then you're probably just switching your personality.
Yeah.
To everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't be liked by everyone.
You should almost, you know, strive to get to the point where you have at least someone dislike you. Because that probably means, like, maybe you really are just being truly yourself. Don't take that too... Literally, though.
Yeah.
Someone said, my dad always says there's three sides to every story. Your side, their side, and the truth.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
Can you say that one more time?
My dad always says there's three sides to every story. Your side, their side, and the truth.
Oh, okay.
That's a good way to think about it. It's like a checklist. Like, think about your side, and then go see their side, and then see the actual truth, and then make your conclusion.
Exactly.
Dang.
That's how. Like, you know, the mature way to work things out.
Mature, we're just becoming more and more mature.
Yeah, people say don't always believe your friend because there's a point where they want it to appear a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, should you always forgive someone for what they did to you?
This is an internal problem. Like, I don't know.
I do think so.
I'd say yes, like, always try to forgive people, but there are certain points where, like, what they did is just, it's just too much. Like, and if they're not changing in order to be a better friend, then
I'd say
drop that bitch.
Forgive for yourself, but not for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I think.
Because most of the time, it brings you more closure than it does other.
Yeah,
the other person involved.
Just because you forgive, it doesn't mean you have to be friends with them or like them or anything.
Okay, what else?
Someone said touch on the friend group of three subject. Huh? And how it's impossible to have a trio because they were always.
I believe like one that. In the middle. I saw that. They're like, "What do you do if you're the one in the middle of a trio?"
I feel like two people are, you know, always going to be closer. I mean, I was in a trio friendship once. Didn't end well. There's no more trio.
It just depends. Like, honestly,
not even a duo.
Like, I've had like many trio friendships and they work. As long as there's like one person who's aware, that's all you need. One person aware that's making effort to talk to both people. Yeah. No one's ever left out.
Mm. It's like they're the glue.
Yeah.
That's why whenever I'm in a trio, that's why I'm always aware. I'm like, someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. Kind of sucks. It seems like it's always you, right?
Yeah. So you gotta find a good trio.
Oh, this is an interesting one. Mm. Oh, did you find one?
I realized there was one thing I deleted, what I actually thought was interesting. Going back to the thing that's like, okay, we said, should you always believe your friend? Okay, the one thing we didn't touch on is you were assuming you're friends with both of them. Well, what if Mark and Kayla, right? They're friends. They're friends.
You are?
And then Mark tells Kayla, this girl sexually assaulted me.
Wait.
Mark tells Kayla.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark tells Kayla, this girl sexually assaulted me. Mm-hmm. At that point, it's like conflicting movements, but because it goes with the always believe victims and then between the, like, you know, trust your friend.
Oh.
Right?
Good to think about.
So it's like two, it's like, okay, what do you do?
Okay. Always believe the victim, in my opinion. Like,
really?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Well, obviously, you're always going to have your doubts. Like, I think you should always believe the victim, but also hear your friend's side, I guess.
Wait, so what's the flaw in this? It goes against, like, stereotypical...
It goes against, like, I mean, shouldn't you try to get both sides of the story before you make a judgment?
Oh, but I don't know. For me, when it comes to, like, sexual assault or, like, harassment or, like, trigger warnings.
Yes.
Trigger warnings. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, things of that nature. I'm always going to be inclined to believe them because it's such a heavy topic.
Mm-hmm.
That
exactly.
It feels wrong to be like, are you sure that happened?
It seems kind of like... This kind of sounds like a, what if they're lying, even though like 99% of them aren't.
Yeah.
So it seems like kind of like, you know, a weird argument. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's interesting, like in that case, like I think the way you should approach it is come for your friend, you know, like be there for them. And you don't have to tell them like, oh, I don't believe you. I do believe you. Just come for them, you know, like hear them through it. And then also do like, I don't know, let's say you're friends with the other person, like talk to them. Or if they're a stranger, then I don't know what you do in that case. But. Yeah, because I don't think you should always, always blindly believe. I think by like believe the victim, it means like validate them, make them feel heard, and make them feel like their allegation is serious. But also don't just like blindly not listen to the other person. Like Johnny Depp, right? People blindly believe the victim, and because that they thought that's like what the movement is. Like blindly believe them. Don't doubt them at all. And I think it is. It's a responsibility to like question them, maybe not doubt them, but question them. Be like, okay, well, what about this, right? Because look at what happened. So I guess it helps avoid those type of cases.
Yeah, like don't be too quick to tell or say the other person's an abuser, a molester, and stuff like that. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Really get their stories. It's basically what we said earlier: their side, your side,
and
the truth. Yeah.
Right. It's important to get both, even though it feels kind of like iffy. It's like.
It just feels wrong.
It feels wrong.
It does feel wrong.
It feels morally wrong to,
what
to just
you
have
think
that
about?
Doubt about subjects like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like, what if you were being like wrongly accused for not doing anything, and someone's saying you're a molester and you didn't do anything? Like, wouldn't you want them to think about both sides and be mature about it?
Yeah. I just think, in most cases,
I can understand why, you know, like, you know.
I think in most cases, the allegations are true. Yeah. But I think even if the case is, whether it's like real, it's like a genuine allegation, or if it's like a false allegation, it's still good to like keep an open mind. Like, yeah, I'm going to validate your feelings, but I'm also going to like, you know,
explore other
options.
Unless sort of like the person has a pattern
of doing
multiple accusations, then it's like, come on, like, I can't.
Yeah.
Same, you know, same thing that goes back to repetition and all that.
That's when you report it.
Right. What question were you going to ask, Kayla?
How much does your friend's approval of your SO matter?
I thought
that was very interesting because I've had conflicts with that, mainly like family, where like a family member, significant other doesn't really sit well with me. Mm-hmm. So I was just curious.
To be honest, I think it's important to listen to them because you're not in that clouded mindset. And like,
listen to who?
Like, you should listen to your friends because you're not in that clouded, like, lovey-dovey mindset. Mm-hmm. And most likely than not, like, they're not, especially if it's your family, like, they're not after you. Your friends probably aren't after you if they're good friends. They probably just want, like, what's best for you. And they're able to see past, like, whatever cloud you're in. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll be able to tell if, like, they seem like a good person or not.
Yeah, I agree completely.
So I think it should matter a good bit. You know, you should definitely not just brush it off and be like, you don't know our love.
Exactly.
Okay, is that it?
Or do you want to be done?
I'm like a little tired for some reason.
All right, guys.
It's like hot. Is it
not? Oh, it's not. I was earlier.
It's getting hot for me right now.
Sorry, I think it's because you're close to the sun.
I think that's why I'm getting a little more irritated.
Aw, Tom's is irritated. Okay.
Don't include this.
He mad.
No, that's it. This is in the episode. You can't keep cutting this out. All right, guys.
No, for real. Like,
thank you for listening. Hopefully you learned something. Hopefully the scenarios you could apply to your own life, because it's kind of fun to think about, like, ooh, what would you do? You know?
Lots of possibilities with, like, this situation. So it's, like, hard. There's, I feel like at some point, there is no right answer. It's just what's right for you.
Ultimately, you make the decision. Snaps?
Sheesh!
I guess not.
All right. Thank you for listening. You could go listen on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Teenage Therapy. You can go follow our Instagram, Teenage Therapy. Join the Discord, teenagetherapypodcast.com. You can do all that. Teenage Therapy, Twitter, everything. Leave a comment. What should the comment be this time? What's kind of something? Okay. I don't know. Something you found interesting, you know? Something you have an opinion
something
on.
Something you would like
us?
To add.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure, if you were in thoughts. The conversation, what would you have
added? What would you add? Maybe we'll pick someone from a lucky way. That'd be kind of cool. You know, actually, that might be cool. Like, if each episode, we have, like, the audience, like, comment their thoughts. And whoever's thought we find, like, the most, like, thought intriguing and, like, different and a cool perspective, we'll, like, invite them on for, like, an episode or just to give their opinion on something. You know? Could it be kind of cool?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Okay,
Let me know what you think about that. All right. Anyways, thank you for listening. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.